This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. On Friday, a judge in Cole County ruled that a new Missouri congressional map approved by lawmakers in 2025 is in effect. It's the latest in a story that STLPR's politics correspondent Jason Rosenbaum has been following since last year. But it's not the last of this coverage, and he joins us now to share about this. Jason, thanks for making time to talk today.
Thank you for having me.
So Jason, for those who've not been following this story, remind us, who redrew Missouri's congressional districts and why?
Last September, Missouri lawmakers redrew Missouri's congressional lines at the behest of President Donald Trump. It was part of a nationwide strategy that was launched by Trump and other Republicans to redraw enough House districts to prevent the Democrats from taking over this year. I would say, objectively, this has been a complete failure because Democratic states like California have fought back and basically canceled out Texas, which redrew its map to get 5 seats. Virginia may also be redrawing its districts too. And at best, I think it's going to be a wash for both parties. But while this nationwide redistricting scramble has happened, there has been a lot of legal and political battles over the Missouri map, which for our listeners seeks to oust Democrat Emanuel Cleaver from office and give Republicans an additional seat from the Show Me State.
Jason, what about the timing of this redrawing was unusual?
I think it's unusual because Judge Stumpy got this case before filing started and then didn't decide on it until basically the end of filing. Because there was a lot of confusion when people were filing for these congressional offices about which map was going to be in effect. Stumpy ruled that because Secretary of State Denny Hoskins hasn't made a determination of whether the signatures are valid or not, the new map is in effect until he makes that determination. The problem, though, is by the time Hoskins can probably make that decision in July or August, we're going to be past the primary. And there is a U.S. Supreme Court case called Purcell, which would make it very hard to go back to the old map. And this is just this decision is getting appealed. And I think that it's, as you mentioned, it's not the last word on it.
And as we take a couple steps back, the referendum that you're referring to has to do with signatures, right?
Right. And the reason why there was a feeling about why the new map was frozen is based off precedent. Whenever anybody turns in signatures to try to put a bill up for referendum, the bill hasn't gone into effect. And that was the thought process behind a lot of people with the redistricting map. Obviously, the Secretary of State and Attorney General thought otherwise. There's a lot of incentive for the new map to go into effect because it is more Republican, and that's why this legal battle happened.
And the map itself being redrawn and the timing of that being unusual. You mentioned precedent. How is this not in line with precedent?
Well, obviously, it's not in line with precedent because we typically draw congressional maps at the beginning of the decade, and we decided to do it in the middle of the decade. I will just say, if we want to get really myopic into the Stumpy decision, it is not unusual for congressional maps not to be completely finished by a filing deadline. That's what happened in 2022. So I don't think there's any like harm in this case going forward until May or June. But I think once we get to May especially, that's when the aforementioned Purcell principle is going to come into play.
So with so much in flux, Jason, during an election year, are there any final deadlines for judges and the state to meet on this?
I don't know if there's a hard and fast deadline, but I do think that, as I sort of mentioned before, once you get past the point where you're sending out absentee or military ballots to people, which I believe will be in June, if I'm not mistaken, that's when I think it's going to be too late to reverse this decision. So, for instance, if by May or June there still hasn't been a final determination by the Missouri Supreme Court about which map is in effect, then I think the new map will be in effect because that's currently what the law of the land is.
What are some of the reactions that have been notable to this latest decision?
I think that obviously Attorney General Catherine Hanaway was happy because her side won. I'm not an attorney, but I thought that the plaintiffs in this case had an advantage just because recently in 2017, when people turned in signatures to overturn right to work never went into effect in Missouri. And I thought the similar principle would hold for the congressional map. But Judge Stumpy thought otherwise. The ACLU of Missouri pointed that out in their reaction, that this overturns a long history of precedent, which is why they're appealing it. And this is eventually going to be going to the Missouri Supreme Court. Even if the appeals court reverses it, if it goes to the appeals court, the Supreme Court's going to decide this, and it's going to be a really high stakes decision.
So what's the takeaway for Missourians?
I think it depends. If you are a hardcore Republican, you're happy over this because it's a more Republican map that makes it more likely that Cleaver will lose an election. Democrats are unhappy with it. But I will just say, one of the things we haven't really been talking about much as sort of this map has gone through the rigors of litigation is there's still a chance that if the new map is in place, it backfires. If we're really in for a 2006-2008 level blue wave, then Republicans may not beat Cleaver. Cleaver may win re-election, even though the district's more Republican. And the 4th district with Mark Alford may be much more competitive than usual. And the 6th district, which is now open because of Sam Graves' retirement, I think it's unlikely that flips under the new map in a blue wave, but it could be very competitive in certain circumstances. We're just going to have to wait and see.
Mm-hmm. Jason, you don't have to look for news in this. It's probably going to come, but is there something that you've got your ear out for, your eye out for?
Oh, man, you're correct. I want to see how this appeal goes. And there's also other appeals in cases involving whether the map was contiguous and compact enough. But I think once you get past the legal situation, I think we're also going to turn to see whether this map holds up in a referendum, which is looking increasingly likely. And it's looking like Missourians are going to vote on whether to keep this map in place that we're talking about, the new map, in November.
Jason Rosenbaum is St. Louis Public Radio's politics correspondent. You can read more of his reporting on redistricting and more at stlpr.org. Thank you so much for joining us, Jason.
Thank you.
This episode was produced by Lila Halil-Bashich.
Audio engineering and podcast design by Aaron Doerr.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thanks.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis.